This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
So, Anna, you're saying that you're bummed out on yourself now because you had a cookie.
I'm not bummed out on myself, but, you know, like I...
Man, you know how I would literally be suicidal every day if I was bummed out over bad things that
I've
eaten. I
just loved that the cookie was enough. She had to spread peanut butter all over it. Mm.
Gave her another cellulite.
Oh, wow. He's not wrong.
Bubba. But
rude, but accurate.
I know you don't want to talk about this, too. It's not very rugged.
But rude, but accurate.
Is that a cookie, those protein cookies?
Yeah, no, it is.
The ones
Where
she
are
had
they?
Are cookies.
Where
yes.
are they? I like to
I
see
ate
these.
Them.
Brian brought it for her.
Oh. Brian Matroni?
Yeah, when he came the other day.
He doesn't know what really. A cookie looks like.
That's right. Champ's on fire.
I mean, it's even worse that you ate a cookie from Brian Matroni, some little snowflake and, you know, granola
that's,
cookie.
Well, from one
that's,
snowflake
that's what
to
she
another.
Wants.
Yeah, that's my
See,
jam.
A cookie is like an Oreo.
Yeah.
Or like a tall.
This was like 10 Oreos. This was like the same amount of calories as 10
it.
Oreos.
Three Oreos are like 180 calories.
No, it's one of those Lenny.
It was 420.
Lenny and Larry's complete cookie.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
It's a pussy cookie.
Right.
No, it's not.
I think if it was a real-ass cookie, like a real big cookie, there would be no need for peanut butter, but because it was already a protein gimmick.
You don't know me. I put peanut butter on everything.
Whatever, that cardboard cookie that you ate not a real cookie.
We have some more. Does everyone want to try one?
Well, I've had it. Let's somebody. They're not
hold
good.
Hold on. These cookies, they're not
I'm
good.
I'm not putting peanut butter on my cookie. Put it that way.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. So, Anna, we have some of these cookies laying around here.
No, I don't eat anymore.
No. So, someone, like, literally, I just opened the package a minute ago. Someone just sent them. They're peanut butter chocolate chip versions.
Then maybe I won't need peanut butter.
Take one, Bubba, and see if it's give us your ruling.
I'll have Colton bring a few in.
I mean, look at me, man. I'm a cookie expert.
This is a chalky-ass, dry cookie.
It's not a cookie. You need milk with it.
I'm excited.
I had it with cashew milk. It was good.
Cashew milk.
It's good. It's creamy.
Have you ever seen those cookies they make in the Publix deli, and they're like the homemade sugar cookies with white frosting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now that's a goddamn cookie. Now that's a cookie.
Yep.
So these are actually a little smaller than the one Anna had.
Okay, yeah, I had a big one.
An Oreo double stuff. Now that's a cookie.
But these are Lenny and Larry's complete cookie. Someone just sent them in for packages.
You know, like the Thin Mints and some of the Girl Scout cookies. Now those are cookies.
Anna's about to get a pack of 400 of these
peanut
butter.
I don't need any more.
The Snickerdoodles.
Hold on here.
Okay, give me
Lenny,
one. Thank
hold
you.
On. Let me just read this here. I can tell you I'm not going to like it.
Now, one I ate was like double
thanks,
this
buddy.
Size.
This is from Anna's Bumble Date Dunny sent these into the show.
All right, so how did he know that I... like these.
First of all, these, I'm not eating a cookie that says that it's made out of plants.
And by the way, on the
Bubba, they're actually not bad, Bubba.
Plant-based. I don't want a cookie that was a corn stalk. I want a cookie that was some dough.
Eat it. I've never had this flavor, but they're not bad.
Eat it slow.
Oh, yeah, she wants to watch you eat it.
All right, hold on. She likes fat guys eating. The complete cookie.
Dr. Dan, spit it out!
Oh, stop. He's so dramatic.
Hold on. Let me
see. Oh, it's freaking gross,
man.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, my God.
It's all dry and chalky, isn't it?
Oh, dude. It's like...
Stop. You're messing with them.
They're not that bad.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, dude. It doesn't put a smile on your face, does it?
That was a chalky aftertaste.
Oh, my God. I just felt like I ate dirt. Oh, spit it out, Bubba. Spit it out. Spit it out.
I wouldn't give that to a homeless man. I wouldn't give that to...
Oh, stop.
They'd rather have a muffin bottom.
You primed him. You would not have had that reaction if you didn't.
You know
make
those
it.
Kids at Sally
He's
going to
pull it out of the trash can later. Yeah. Don't worry.
Do you know those kids at Sally Struthers shows and they got a big blowout belly
because
they're so hungry?
Right.
I don't know if those kids would eat this.
It's got like quashy orchards.
It feels like, man, go to a 2x4 and cut it off, a little hunk of it, and then try to eat it.
Put some peanut butter
gross.
On it.
Oh my God.
That's what she had a bunch of shame about last night was this dry-ass healthy cookie.
Man,
it was
you
not
are
healthy.
You are so weird and messed up and just not normal. Like, you're just... You're just... Hold on. Like, most of us are wired. You're just wired wrong. Like, you're just weird, dumb.
Oh,
everything.
I put cinnamon
that
on everything.
Was that your wish list cookie? That
no,
was on your wish
no.
list?
Yes, it was on
no.
the wish list.
Oh. No,
apparently it
shut
was.
The hell up. No,
apparently
it was.
On his Bumble date.
Hold
said
on.
It.
It was hold on. It was on the wish list, but no one put it on there. I put a bunch of snacks on there.
It's the worst.
I didn't put that
on there. This is Bliss's fault.
What about some Fritos or something that? Good stuff.
There's Fritos and Pringles
Cheetos.
On there. Yep.
That's damn. No, that's
if you're gonna if you're gonna have a cookie, have a damn cookie.
I know,
you know what I mean?
This is the only thing that I had in my pantry.
There's nothing worse. You know, this is one thing.
It.
My biggest flaw with Krista, Steven's wife. Is that she tries to make everything with a little bit of a healthy twist to it. So she'll substitute things to make it healthier, and it makes it disgusting.
Yeah, you mean she takes out all the good stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want that kind of extra... I don't want organic stuff in my cookie.
I don't want, like, when we went and got a smoothie, me and Seth, instead of sugar, they put dates in there.
Dates.
You can blow me on
dude.
Dates.
Full-size dates.
That's a natural sugar. Natural.
I don't want anything that's a natural... I want sugar!
Sugar's natural. It comes from,
a plant. I don't want a substitute for sugar. I want sugar.
Well, I think it did have turbinado sugar.
It wasn't blended well.
I want sugar. As much sugar as you can give me.
Please.
Give me a sugar shake, buddy. Yep. Give me a sugar sandwich. I don't care.
A sugar sandwich.
My coffee has like cream of sugar at the bottom.
Hey.
You know what I mean? When I'm done, there's like an inch of sugar left. My cereal would have sugar at the end.
So you should make a sugar sandwich.
Ugh. Yeah.
So you basically, Dan, put coffee in your sugar and creamer then.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it.
So anyway, that's the worst disgusting cookie. That cookie represents...
Well, I had a chocolate chip one. I don't know what this
Anna.
Is. Maybe it's different.
Try it, Anna.
No.
You can't swallow it.
I like it. I like
something
these cookies.
Else you won't swallow.
Anna.
Oh, my God.
Anna. Listen to me. This cookie and how horrible it is, and there's not a human being in this studio that
don't
thinks that
don't talk about Lenny and Larry's like that.
It just represents... That's you.
It's got fiber.
You are a plant-based, bad-tasting cookie in life. Like, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, that's your whole mantra.
Can we get her our cookie to feel badly about today? Like, can we get her to eat something?
No.
Yeah, that she has some real shame about.
No,
something from, like, the mall.
I had a big cookie for dinner.
No. Let me give, like, $5 to Colton to go buy some Oreos.
Yeah.
No, I know what an Oreo tastes like. They're overrated.
Oh, but they're... Hold on.
But he's like, let me get you some Oreos. Like, she's not from this planet.
I have to agree. Oreos are way overrated.
Yeah, they're not that great. Everyone freaks out about Oreos.
Well, how about, like, a gourmet cookie?
Yeah, those are good.
How about just the good ones from the mall?
Straight white trash Oreos.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just think that they're overrated.
The problem with Oreos now is there's 800 flavors of them.
Just at the standard, not even the double stuff Willys. Just the standard stuff.
They're not bad. They're just overrated.
You need a double stuff.
Whatever.
But I need a whole pack
of those compared to that cookie. There is the worst cookie I've ever tasted in my entire life.
It was really maybe the worst I've ever tasted.
Dip them in milk for half an hour first.
Cookies lives matter, and that cookie is the odd guy out. That guy right there, that cookie is the one that's rioting and causing problems.
Do you have to capitalize the C?
No, you got to reverse it. So Anna, yeah. But you're guilty about having a crappy cookie.
Well, I ate it for dinner, and that's, you know, not the best.
That's all you can eat for dinner is
one
little cookie.
Well, no, I ate a late lunch because I didn't sleep last night.
What,
so
do you eat like a little bird, like just a little?
I know.
Would you have a salad for lunch?
Yeah.
What if I said, Anna, let's go out for a big steak.
Well, I don't eat meat. Remember, no BH.
I know, and steaks have both buttholes and faces.
You take her to Texas Day Brazil.
I'm trying to take you so far one way, maybe so we can get you back to the normal category. I got to take you over here, and we have to go eat a steak.
I can have an Impossible Burger.
I bet you, Anna, if you ate a couple steaks a week and a real cookie once a week, you'd have a better body.
Yeah, you'd fit.
Instead of being this like non-protein mush. You'd be like, you know.
Yeah, jacked.
Like a babe.
I don't want to eat
like
red
Jimmy
meat.
Cleavis's wife.
It's
like
nasty.
Jack.
Like
Tanya.
So what about like chicken or something? Would you rather have that over a steak?
Yeah. I used to eat birds about 5 years ago.
All right, so let's get you back on the
bird. Why did you stop?
Because, I don't know, I like chewed on a tendon. It freaked me out.
All right, okay. Well, guess what? We need to get you back on the meat because your muscle's kind of mushy. It ain't meat muscle.
Yeah, you need meat muscle.
Protein is protein. It's macronutrient.
Nope.
Even Seth will tell you, you need meat muscle over plant muscle.
No, you don't.
Okay, look at
this. That's a fallacy.
Do you want to look like wrong? Do you want to look like a cow or a lion?
What?
Do you want to look like a cow or a lion?
Neither.
Oh, man. You'd rather have... You don't have a...
Sorry, I'm a little crazy.
Would you want your body to be more like cowish or more lionish? Come on, you know the right answer.
She wants to be a lion, but
of course she does.
She grazes like a cow.
You have to eat like a lion because cows eat protein from plants.
Yeah.
Lions eat protein from animals. And so a lion doesn't eat.
They're genetically different.
A lion doesn't eat.
They're just different animals.
We're all genetically different, but your diet is who you are. Is.
I know, look at
me. Did a doctor just tell me who I is?
Yep, I just said that for effect.
He's just taken for effect. You know, newsflash, we're in the show business, buddy.
And nobody knows more about it than Danny 198.
Yeah, sometimes Dan's got to play a dumb guy to be able to get you back to center.
To speak to the lay people, grazer.
What does a tiger do? He doesn't eat 16 meals
a
day.
That's what he does. That's what he does, right?
Yep. And he waits for that little gazelle to run by, and then he does a wind sprint, runs 70 yards, kills it, eats it, and then he takes a nap.
Yeah, he's not doing meal prep.
Yeah. No, he's not doing meal prep.
In the environment.
He's not eating plant-based cookies.
Can we get you on some chicken?
No.
So we can
get
some meat?
So we I don't want to eat it. I don't want to eat your nasty, antibiotic-ridden, steroid-infested chickens.
You got non-meat muscle. You need meat muscle.
Yeah.
Protein is protein.
Nope. You need meat on a couple different things.
It's a macronutrient. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
Wrong.
I mean, she needs some meat muscle, not only dietary, but also, you know, spiritually.
Okay.
Can you put
cocaine didn't have a lot of protein in it, so you need more protein, kid.
Can you put meat on the wish list? Is that anything you can do?
No, I don't want meat.
All right.
You do.
I didn't know.
You just don't realize.
I wish
it.
She could get some meat.
She needs more meat.
No, thank you.
Would the taste of meat make you sick?
I think I'd get sick if I ate red meat. I haven't had red meat since I was like 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, as quirky as you are, I like you. I still think you're pretty cool. I like somebody being a bigger, hotter mess than me.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
That's why I'm here. So,
Lummy, can you please work on the shed, buddy? I mean, seriously.
Yes.
It looks horrible.
Yes.
And that's kind of your area. And Lummy, don't forget, this Thursday, you're getting a paycheck.
Lummy, did you eat your cookie?
I ate half. I was going to eat the rest of it, but it started drying my mouth.
Hey, Lummy. I'm gonna
have the shed done today.
Lummy.
Yes.
Be part of the cool club and throw the cookie away, but get the shed done, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I don't have a trash can by me, so it's just sitting here, and I just keep munching
on
it.
Listen, I want to make you do a lot of buffoon things, but I wouldn't wish that cookie upon my... I wouldn't even want Mike Cal to eat that cookie.
Yeah, I get stuck in your beard.
I don't think you'd like it.
It's the worst
cookie
ever.
You can order steaks on Amazon, but they won't let you put them on a wish list.
Oh, man.
Really?
Well, yeah, because Amazon owns Whole Foods, so Whole Foods will deliver it.
Hey, I think we might be getting Omaha Steaks for Christmas time. Endorsement.
Sweet.
Endorsement. Yeah. Seth, you like a good steak or no?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
How about a chicken's?
I'm like a chicken man, yeah.
Chickens and fish?
Chicken and fish, yeah.
We do quail?
Most.
What's Isn't that a fowl?
That'd be fancy.
It's a bird.
Huh.
Is that what rich people eat, quail?
Necessarily
like if
rich
I said,
people.
Hey, Dan, you want to go out for some chicken? You go, no, I prefer quail. Like, oh.
Would that be a white meat?
I don't know where they serve quail.
It's like chicken. It's just little,
yeah,
it's a little chicken.
I'd do a quail with you. I trust you.
It's like a, you know, turkey's a big chicken, a quail's a little chicken.
Can I like fry it up like, a Chick-fil-A?
I feel bad for the quails. At least the chickens, you know, they're in a big ass, you know, coop. And they know that, I mean, they're not in the wild and stuff like that. Do they raise quail that way too?
Yes,
like
they actually
farm raise quail.
They do farm quail and then they throw it out into the fields. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they're natural and sometimes they're raised.
What do you mean they throw it out into the field?
Well, they have these sorghum, it's a type of plant fields. Like,
man, Dan Smart even knows about the ins and outs of quailing.
And so what they'll do is they'll sort of like seed the fields with the quail and they'll throw them out there and then, you know,
you're listening to the ins and outs of quailing.
Boy, cookie talk's not looking so bad now, is it?
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, you have the pointers and the pointer will like point to the quail and then he flushes it out and then
the
quail dogs, and then you shoot
it seems like a lot of work. Why didn't they just raise quail? Why don't they just raise them in big ass, you know, coops like they do chickens?
They do, but you know, it's the sport's not there. If you can't shoot,
yeah, you gotta
quail
have Dick Cheney get out there and shoot someone in the face.
You don't think Purdue chickens, you know, got throwing out some chickens out there for the boys to catch? I mean, they're just all getting, you know, whatever.
Iggy wishes he was Tampa Terry 1,000 bits.
I don't know why, Bubba, but I think you can just buy quail in the store, and I'm sure that wasn't, like, shot. I'm sure that was just farm-raised.
Yeah, it says usually most stuff you buy is domesticated Japanese quail.
Yeah, I prefer that. They're a little less mouthy. The domesticated.
They know the role.
Those quails that are out in the wild, they get a little, you know, a little uppity sometimes. Those farm-raised quails, they keep their mouths shut.
It does say there are a few species of quail that are kosher.
Ooh.
Ooh, does that mean Seth can have some quails?
Dude,
would that matter?
I'll have a non-kosher quail.
It's all about how it's killed, I think.
Seth said, I'm going to go right off the script and go non-kosher
quail. Get out of our
quail
business, all right?
But it has
listen.
To do with,
what is
to do
a
with
quail?
What they
is
eat,
it,
how
is
they
it like
eat
a
it,
between a turkey
yeah,
and
but
a chicken?
It's not like a
no,
hoofed
it's
animal.
Between a chicken and a nothing. It's smaller than a chicken.
Like a chicken and a seagull?
Apparently people like eating the eggs.
If I go to Boston Market, will they have a quail on the spigot? Or is that all chickens?
Nah, that's all chickens. You ever have quail eggs like in a sushi place? The
isn't
little,
that
tiny
like
little
a delicacy,
eggs?
Like
no.
The little eggs?
Yeah, those little eggs are quail
whatever
eggs.
Whatever happened to Boston Market? Remember how popular it was back in the day? Now you barely see them.
There's still one in Tampa.
There's one on 4th Street in St. Pete.
No, but there used to be a lot more, didn't there? And they used to be a lot more popular than they are now. I don't even think about going to Boston Market. But back in the day, that was crap.
Well, you know, you should go there today.
Boston Market's good. The problem is you're not walking out of there without spending like $30.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com, use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Everything's expensive. Yep. I bought lunch for the boys that were doing the Clem's Club this Saturday at McDonald's and Blitz. It was
$20, guys. Go crazy.
And listen, it was like $96.
I know.
I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah, $96.
Yeah, if you
bucks.
Don't use coupons and stuff, it's ridiculous. You know, like a Big Mac's like $6 or $7
it's
now.
Ridiculous. I'm just going to go right to Domino's next time instead of that. So I'm on a like what would a Domino's like? You know, sometimes guys
meat
will
lovers
get,
pizza.
Like we could finish off. Us guys could finish off like a small one.
I could eat a small pizza by myself.
You could.
Yeah, I can eat a lot. I could throw down.
Do you ever?
I stop myself, but
you
I can't.
Throw down food. You just never throw down yourself.
Are you? Are you bulimic? Are you the? You look like a girl that might be bulimic.
What?
Like. You eat
I mean,
too
thanks,
much.
But no.
I was going to say, that's a compliment.
Yeah, I was no, like, thank you, but no, that's not me.
If you're so tore up about a cookie, then what happens when you eat that whole pizza and you start getting, you know, gut remorse and you're laying there?
She
and
practices
start...
her hobby. She goes out and runs.
No, there's some shame involved, but, you know, you get I.
Have you
get
ever
over
made yourself,
it.
Have you ever done that before?
Made myself throw up?
Yeah.
After a big meal?
Not after a big meal.
Or
but
a milkshake?
After, like, drinking and stuff where I felt like crap, I've oh, thrown,
that
made me throw up.
I guess I could talk
but
about
food
this.
Came out.
She cries away the calories.
My sophomore year in high school, I've never talked about this on the air, ever. I don't think I have. But I was in 10th grade, and I naturally, like in decent shape, rolled around about 200, 205. Like that's skinny for me.
Right.
And, you know, when I was in high school, my senior year, I played, I think I was 235. You know, really solid. You know, I could bench like 400.
Jesus.
You know, jacked up, whatever. There wasn't even steroids back then. I didn't take steroids until I went to college. So anyway, but my sophomore year, I couldn't beat to heavyweight. And so I dieted down to 185 my sophomore year. And I rolled around probably 205. So I had to, I was always trying to make, I was on varsity.
Making weight sucks, doesn't it? Isn't that the worst?
So like, Dan, I could either be the JV heavyweight or I could cut, because I could beat the 85 guy, but I couldn't beat the heavyweight. So I went down to 85, and then I got to be on the varsity. I was varsity. Otherwise, if I stayed at my weight, I would have been JV until the next year when the senior graduated. So I cut to 85, and my mom, every Friday night, our matches were on Saturday mornings, either Wednesday nights or Saturday mornings. Well, my family would always go out to dinner on Friday night. And to this place called the Timeout Inn. And my favorite was this fried shrimp basket. Well, I'd eat it. Like, I'd go to practice on Friday, and I'd weigh like 86 and a half, 87. But you're going to drift. Once you're cutting weight, you can figure out how many pounds your body drifts at night.
Well, you don't worry about calories. You worry about the actual weight of the food.
Exactly.
You weigh the food. You don't count calories. You're like,
right.
If I have 6 ounces of meat, I'm going to gain about 3 or 4 ounces out of it.
Right. So right. when you're down to that, when it's that fine out of a science, you know, I could at Friday at practice, if I left practice after practice at 87, then I'd get up to 80, like 89 after a normal dinner, and then I'd drift 3 at night, and that would put me like at 86, 87, and then you could you could do some jump rope for 5 or 10 minutes with a sauna suit on,
yeah,
and make your weight. So my parents, they would always go to this place called the Timeout Inn, and I couldn't help but eat and eat and eat. And I'd go home, and I'd be like 93, 94, and I literally would go into the bathroom and make myself puke.
Oh.
And stick my finger down my throat and make myself puke, and I would just see all these shrimps coming back up and all that kind of deal. And
wait,
I did that.
So you only did that in middle school?
No, I did it in high school.
You only did it in high school?
Yeah.
You did it before it was cool.
Yeah.
You never did it later?
Oh, I've done it later in life.
Okay, I was going to say.
My dad and I did it one time.
Together?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I've known you to do it a few times as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you felt sick, or you just felt gross with yourself?
Well, I mean.
Or a little
both. Both. A lot of, not a little, actually a lot of both.
Mm.
I felt gross, and I felt sick to myself.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean.
This is what all happened. This is the. Yeah.
You guys have never done that before where you've just eaten too much?
Yeah.
I don't do it a lot.
I do it a lot.
So this is really hitting home.
Yeah.
Bub is looking into my diary.
I know what you're talking. I mean, I don't ever stick anything down my throat. Like,
I just do
I can't
my finger.
Do that. No, I don't. I can make myself throw up without doing that if
oh,
I have
I gotta,
to.
I got to go. Oh. I got to tickle my uvula.
Oh, you can just make yourself throw up?
I get started like a
like
long
on South Park.
And then I go, and then I get it going, but I can't stick anything down my throat.
Bubba's got a rusty fish hook himself.
So I do. I gotta go, and you gotta tickle your.
You gotta keep it there too as you start your throwing up. You can't pull away too fast. You kind of have to get your hand.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta get. You know what? You gotta get some remnants on that for that first one.
Yeah.
When you're priming the puke pump.
You can't just pull away too fast.
Priming the puke pump. The things we talk about. Oh, that one really hit home. One time
I want a milkshake right now.
Oh, that the milkshakes are the easiest to come back up. They right? I tell you, those shrimps are tough.
I know they got rough edges.
Those fried shrimps are tough going back up. So, oh, it really tears up.
But
your
did you
throat.
Make weight the next day?
Yep. Always.
Oh yeah.
Always.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever not make weight, Bubba?
No,
Neither did I.
Because we had a real strict, like if you missed weight, then you had to like
shame
be 2 weeks suspended. And
did you ever go through the gauntlet?
Yeah, I went through that.
What's that?
Is that where all the dudes are naked?
No, it's not where all the guys get naked.
Oh, sorry. Rob Gauntlet.
The gauntlet in Chicago is a little different than Indiana.
Me.
They told you that was the gauntlet?
Yeah, oops.
Seth, I didn't know it had anything to do with butt. I didn't know.
I was on the wrestling team for 2 weeks, and I couldn't take it. I quit.
They walk through naked guys.
They pulled three gauntlets on you.
Yeah.
Three butt gauntlets, and you're like, man, I don't know about all this. But yeah, the gauntlet in normal circumstances is when you have to wrestle everybody on the team. And by like the, I don't know, the eighth guy, you're just there and they just flop you down like a fish because you can't do nothing. Because you're getting a fresh guy every time.
Right, and
he's
you're
killing
wiped.
You. And so like here you are, this 185, and the 132 guy's taking you down. Just completely making you look, you just.
Then you're probably getting ringworm too.
You probably are getting ringworm.
Did they make you? You'd have to wipe down the mats when you guys were done, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they always did. Back in the day, they still cleaned the mats
yeah.
every day.
Oh, yeah.
It was like this dirty ass mop. What's it?
No, they actually had like this disinfectant spray. And
did
then
they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then they would germicide before and after.
People got impetigo more than anything else. They'd get like a little staph infection in their skins.
And that wasn't uncommon. Like you'd see, there'd be three or four guys that had staph infections.
Ew.
Yeah, there's like guys
rubbing their face in the same mat all day long.
Some guy always had some kind of ringworm looking on his chin. Like it was almost a badge of honor when you had cauliflower ears and you had some ringworm here and there. That showed you that you spent a lot of time on the mat.
And that's what babes were into?
Yep.
Hey, baby, look at my cauliflower ears and my ringworm. Oh, my God, you're a wrestler. I like wrestlers.
I found out yesterday that Anna's not even the guys that have, like boobs. Like, they got to have perfectly chiseled pecs. So.
That's not true. I just don't like, pert breasts on a man. That's all.
What do you mean, perk?
She dated a guy that had big boobs.
The guy that was in the mafia?
Like, I got big boobs. You should be really all over me.
Pecs or like gynecomastia?
No, she said she turned around and they were swinging.
Oh, damn.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. You might not be able to heard the hot mic segment that's available only on Twitch, but Dan and Anna were going at it, and Dan told somebody to go F themselves.
Yeah, somebody in chat
douche.
What was he saying to you, Dan?
He was just defending me.
He called Dr. Dan dumb.
He called me dumb.
That works too.
How can they call you dumb? They can call you a douche. They can call you arrogant. They can call you a little bit stiff, bad bedside manner, like a lot of stuff, but they can't call you dumb.
Nope.
That's the one thing a person cannot call you. Anything but dumb, right?
I'm not dumb.
I'm not saying you are. I'm sticking up for you. Go F yourself.
Yeah, it's not the right. Also, you called me an F head.
Now, Anna, when you and Dan go at battle at it,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, does mm-hmm. it make does that turn you on?
No, not really.
I think it does. I feel like debating is get you going. Maybe not a sexual way.
She doesn't like losing debates.
It stimulates her.
I think she wants to get fish hooked.
Calling me an idiot isn't a debate. It's just an insult. So
yeah, I think that really deep down, you know, turns you on.
I don't think so.
I didn't call you an idiot.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't say you.
You said you're not dumb.
I didn't say that.
No, he didn't call you dumb
either. I didn't call you dumb either. You're so dumb that you don't even hear what I'm saying. I said you're not dumb. You just say dumb things sometimes. That's not calling you dumb.
I think that's a smart way of calling you dumb, but I can't quite figure it out. I'm not smart enough.
I knew what you were insinuating.
What was the talk about? Because I walked in halfway through. Was it about
humanitarianism?
Said that USA was the greatest humanitarian nation. I said that stuff is hard to quantify. What do you mean by greatest?
Quantify it with financial.
Right, but if you're starting wars, but you're also giving a lot to humanitarian aid, you have to weigh the net benefit and the net cost as well. And Dan didn't.
You sound like
take
AOC. You sound like AOC.
She looks like her too.
All the teeth.
So who does?
AOC is hot. Thank you.
Who gives the most money to the world? Then
according to Wikipedia, the USA does.
Of course, the USA gives more money to the world than all the other countries probably combined.
Okay. I understand.
That's the humanitarian part. That's what we were talking about.
I understand that, but I'm weighing the negative of when you get into other people's business and you start starting wars, and a lot of people die
Man,
when
she's
you start wars.
Such a tree hugging snowflake, ain't she?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that's a. Is that a? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a tree. And snowflake.
I didn't mean to say that.
I'm just taking other things into consideration.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying when you say something like greatest, that it's hard to quantify a term like greatest. That's all.
Greatest is easy when there's numbers to quantify. Like this
billion.
Country gives $31 billion, another country gives $4 billion.
I'm not suggesting that the USA is a piece of S. I'm just saying that we also get into a lot of people's business like other countries can't because they can't afford it. So when you start starting wars over communism and oil and lots of people die, I take that into consideration into the whole humanitarian effort. That's all.
I'm going to be a cam boy.
Yeah, but you know, when a lot of those communist nations started off, they ended up killing 10, 20, 30, 40 million of their own on the way in. Or, like in Venezuela, where the communism is trying to, under the guise of the shield of socialism, is costing millions of deaths in Venezuela, where they're eating their pets and they're eating
Don't put
Pookie on the Barbie.
She's here today.
I'm not suggesting. So what is that argument? I'm not suggesting Venezuela is a good place to live. Do you want to go in there?
Stopping totalitarian governments often will lead to more life and less death and destruction. And that was the argument during the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Tell that to ISIS and Saddam Hussein. We went in there, took him out. What happened? ISIS happened. It's probably worse now. So
probably, maybe, you don't know. You have no data to back it up. So it's an emotional argument. I understand. That's what some people fall back to when they don't have any facts.
Hey, the RNC happened last night. There are a lot of great things that happened from it. I got to tell you this, man. I think the Republicans had a slicker presentation. You know, like it just looked like it might have been a more...
Well, I don't think anybody was at home. Were they? It looks like everybody was out.
They showed up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, the Democrats, they were all locked up.
They could have done this. They could have done this.
They could have.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Right.
And I think the reason why they didn't is because that's the message in itself. We want to stay inside and make this a real scary deal. Meanwhile, the Republicans are kind of coming out saying, you know, we're not so scared of the boogeyman. We're being responsible.
But it's not even like this guy's broadcasting from a crowd. There's probably nobody in there, but it's still
it
a professional.
Better.
It's a professional setting. It's
right.
not the, yes. your kitchen.
It's patriotic, right? It looks
yes.
it looks bigger than life.
Yes.
Kind of like
that. Yes.
Good evening. I'm Senator Tim Scott from the great state of South Carolina.
What's up, Tim?
To all of you tuning in and participating.
That's one hell of a set. Blitz, is that a real set or is that green screen Willie? Or are they really behind?
I think it's real.
Yeah, no, they're in a big room.
Process.
They're in a big room?
Probably
big
in
room.
South Carolina, yeah.
God bless you. This isn't how I picture tonight, but our country is experiencing.
Man, he really got a close shave before this, didn't he? That's a good shave.
Well, what do you, on the head or on the cheeks?
Everywhere. That is a good ass shave. Well,
he's got no shadow.
Do you think he said, "Give me a bad shave before I go speak to the RNC"?
No, I think he shaved really, that afternoon.
I think he looks good as hell. I think he shaved 8 seconds before he went out.
Yep.
Experiencing something none of us envisioned. From a global pandemic to the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, 2020 has tested our nation in ways we haven't seen for decades. But regardless of the challenges presented to us,
All right, Tim, thanks.
Where's Herschel Walker?
Where's Herschel Walker? That's the only black guy from Georgia I'd like to hear from. Herschel, man, Seth, you're right. If Herschel would have walked out, number 34 from Georgia.
He did.
With the half crop top. I said, I'm Herschel Walker and I sell chickens now. I mean, because he does. He's got a very successful chicken guy.
Does he?
Yes.
Was he a Hall of Famer?
No,
but he should have been.
Okay, because
I've had him on the air, and couldn't ask for a nicer guy.
I thought he was just from everything. But then last night, because I know he spoke at the RNC, nothing said Hall of Famer Herschel Walker.
He should have been. I don't know if he didn't have that good of an. Well,
he was just good. He just didn't play long enough. Is that what it was?
He had better stats in the USFL.
Hold on here.
Oh, okay.
And now this was.
That's the chairman.
I even played this before, but if you put it on pause for too long, then they give you another ad. Because I was going to get that. Was it Kimberly Goit? How you say her name?
Kimberly Guilfoyle. She was screaming though. I had to turn down the TV when she was talking.
Is she pretty? Oh, here we go.
A singer or a politician.
Herschel looks
good
as hell.
Yeah, he looks 27.
He looks
does.
Good.
What the hell?
What cocoa cream is he using? Because I want to buy it right now. He looks good as hell.
Do you like his shave also?
I like everything about this man. Guy's older than me. The guy's same age as me, and he is a stud.
Yeah.
I'm Herschel Walker.
I'm 54, and I could put on a pads and go up the two-hole with the best of them right now.
Most of you know me as a football player. But I'm also a father, a man of faith, and a very good judge of character.
And did I mention a stud? Because I am.
I've known Donald Trump for 37 years, and I don't mean just casual ran into him from time to time.
I signed the biggest contract in the history of football with Donald, and he personally guaranteed it. I'm still getting Donald Trump checks from when I played for the USFL back at 84.
I'm talking about a deep personal friendship. I watched him as an owner of a professional football team. Right after he bought the team, he set out to learn. He learned about the history of the team, the players, the coaches, every detail. Then he used what he learned.
I remember when Herschel Walker was 50 and he had his very first UFC fight and he whipped the guy's ass and he looked like a 35-year-old.
He did UFC?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was like 1-2-0.
Really?
Yeah. Give me the footage immediately.
Make the team better. I watched him in the boardroom.
All right, so that was Herschel.
Okay, good for all right. Herschel's got an experience
federal
with Donald.
Are just $295. Oh, so with our low rates, it makes
Can
sense
I just
to
say, Bubba, just from
Jesus, look at that picture of him. I just got the picture on the I Am or whatever. Oh my God, he was shredded.
This is him at 50.
Did he need the cash?
No.
Come on.
This is him at 50. This is Herschel Walker at 50.
To have the wherewithal as well, trying to stay a step ahead, friends.
Staying a step ahead and staying on top and balance.
50.
And again, you don't hit the cross side position.
Anyway.
Okay?
Jeez.
The number three. At 47 years of age, he is the winner by way of technical knockout in his professional debut, Herschel Walker.
A stud.
I love that guy.
Refinance and save thousands of dollars.
God, Third Financial, you wouldn't even give me a break and give me 5 seconds of, whatever.
By the way, I get all my news from Twitter, and I heard more about the RNC last night than I heard about the DNC in 4 days combined. I mean, I heard about Herschel Walker last night. The Loch Ness Monster was trending because of something, I guess, Eric Trump said. I mean, whatever.
Don Jr. How
about Kimberly Guilfoyle?
I didn't see about her, but I mean, these people made the news last night. They did they did the right thing.
Yep. How about all this action right here?
So much better than broadcasting from your room.
Good evening,
Hi, I'm Kimberly Guilfoyle, and I am a cougar.
Does he have a shelf?
Woo! yeah.
America, I'm Kimberly Guilfoyle. I speak to you tonight.
She's really got a bad resting bitch face, does she not?
As a mother.
A little bit, but her mouth turns up at the ends. See how she has the corner of her mouth kind of flips up a little bit at the end, like
did
almost like a Joker
lips
smile?
Pumped up?
Like oh, yeah, for sure.
Her lips have looked like that for a long time. She definitely has hair extensions.
That's a scary mouth.
A Latina and a proud American. And yes, a proud supporter of President Donald J. Trump. Who delivers for America.
She looks like Sofia
Mexicans. Puts America first.
Don't you think they should just keep running that even because she isn't Mexican? And she's a super hot Mexican. Yeah, she's Spanish,
well,
Mexican.
She's Mexican.
Trump we don't know
law
that.
And order.
Listen, she's Latino.
Yeah, but that
doesn't mean she's
Mexican.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying.
He's rounding up.
By the way, she's Puerto Rican and Irish.
Oh no.
Latin.
Totally
Latin.
Different.
Nobody likes, you know.
I like them all.
Well, no, I know, but they don't like. Nobody likes to be compared. You know, everything's different. Like Puerto Rican,
you know,
Venezuelan, Mexican.
They brought her as a MILF, a MILF Kardashian.
Doesn't she look like Sofia Vergara a little
bit?
Yeah,
not as hot, but yeah.
On the Democrats.
Yeah. Jay's here.
As a first generation American, rioters must not be allowed to destroy our cities. Human sex drug traffickers should not be allowed to cross our border. The same socialist policies which destroyed places like Cuba and Venezuela.
She does have her eye game on. She's got real good smoky eye, does
she
not?
Dude, the DNC couldn't do this. I mean, are you kidding me? They had Bill Clinton in his living room.
Yeah, true.
This is just...
This is a big-time production compared to Bill.
This shows you what a little bit of effort and getting off your ass
this is
production.
But this is the message at hand. The Republicans want you to not be afraid to go out and, you know, not be afraid of the boogeyman. And the Democrats want you to be afraid of the boogeyman because they need the boogeyman in order to get everybody afraid.
But they're being, like I said again, like, they're not. It's not even like she's broadcasting in a crowd. You could go and find a nice backdrop and a nice center that's in your town and go ahead and cut your speech from there.
And a real microphone?
Right. It doesn't have to be a Zoom Willie. No, I mean,
it can be a microphone Jones.
There were no grandkids clapping in the background last night.
It's so much better.
Yeah.
And they actually did live things with people and interacted with them.
And so then the Republicans rolled out
the couple,
the St. Louis couple that used their guns to protect their property and were arrested immediately.
They should have been on the front of the porch.
He's barely recognizable without the pink polo.
Mark and Patty McCloskey, we're speaking to you tonight from St. Louis, Missouri, where just weeks ago you may have seen us defending our home as a mob of
That's where they should have been.
And look at that house. Man, that is a nice crib.
That is.
And if I lived in that crib, I'd have my AR out too.
I did not recognize them at all. He's been working out.
He has been.
America is
he's wearing a girdle.
Such a great country that not only do you have the right to own a gun and use it to defend yourself, but thousands.
Did you take a Soma before?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Marble mouth. Marble mouth. You free advice
apparently,
on how to use it.
Apparently, her gun wasn't loaded. Like she had like an empty gun or a toy gun or something like that she was waving.
That's
what she's brandishing.
What you saw happen to us could just as easily happen to any of you who are watching from quiet neighborhoods.
She's missing like 10 teeth in the bottom right.
For being as rich as you are, you seem like you'd have better teeth.
Man, they're going full fear factor.
So her gun was put together wrong and unable to fire, but when they had to turn them in, the crime lab took it apart and fixed it so that the gun would be able to fire now.
So they could use that against
correct.
Her.
And they arrested them, but none of the protester rioters.
Correct.
Oh, they got arrested.
Yeah, they got arrested for defending their home.
And
ironically, they made all their money as civil rights advocates fighting for the black and brown.
Yep.
That's the irony of this one.
So they've, you know, made a career at helping, you know, various people. And that's the same people that protested and got them thrown in jail.
Yes.
Are they pertinent to getting Donald Trump reelected?
They're Democrats speaking at the Republican National Convention.
Good evening. I'm Nikki Haley, and it's great to be back at the...
And she's got her two big front teeth are a little bit bigger than they should be.
Republican National Convention. I'll start with a little story. It's about an American ambassador to the United Nations.
I ain't into story time. Thank you, Nikki.
About her.
Her background is really interesting.
Yeah, she's Indian-American.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got more Indian in her, way more than Elizabeth Warren.
Her real name's Nimrata.
Yes.
And you guys are hitting me with facts here. I'm not trying to dispute you guys. I'm trying to get Vernon Jones.
We don't need
here.
Facts on this show.
But she's a woman of color that has risen to high levels within the Republican Party.
Yeah. My name
and
is
the
Vernon
Republican
Jones.
Party's cast is racist. Look at these people.
We got Vernon Jones here. Be quiet, Jay.
He's a
and
Democrat,
I'm a state
too.
Representative from the great state of Georgia.
All right, so this is a Democrat that's going to the RNC?
Yes, an
oh,
active
they're
going to
kick this guy. The Democrats are going to kill this
he
guy.
He says that. Listen.
He'd be like, please know where I'm at today because Bill Clinton will have me killed tomorrow.
He was threatened.
Right? Didn't Bill Clinton kill people like in the, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah.
They still are.
As you can see, I'm a man of color. And I'm a lifelong Democrat, too.
And I'll be dead by tomorrow at noon.
You may be wondering.
Bill Clinton asked me to go to lunch, and I said, no way, buddy.
I'm a black man, and I'm a Democrat, and at this time tomorrow, I'll be dead.
I'll be dead. Because I'm supposed to go to lunch with Bill Clinton at 11:30. Gonsville by noon, because I'll... Woo!
Why is a lifelong Democrat speaking at the Republican National Convention? And that's a fair question.
Now, Jay, can I ask you a question? Like, is a guy like this, an African-American Democratic senator from Georgia, do both parties, like, try to persuade this guy to be, you know, of their guy, so to speak? Like, do the Republicans really have to step up and say, hey, Vernon, We need your support, because to cross party lines like that, this is very rare, is it not?
I think there are a silent majority of people, and there are some minority people who are afraid to speak their mind because of the repercussions of doing something with cancel culture. And he says that when he came out, he was threatened, he was squashed by the Democratic Party, and he still came out at a conviction. So
I want this guy to be the president.
Look at the faces they put out there. It was incredible. It really
a brother
was a great
from Georgia
first day.
That crossed party lines and doesn't give an F.
He's an
That's
active
my boy
congressperson.
Right well, the Dems, That's a guy that I want.
You know, the Dems did have Mitt Romney and Colin Powell.
Take all that nonsense.
Yeah, all the deep state old Republican never Trumpers.
I want this guy.
And here's your answer. The Democratic Party does not want black people to leave their mental plantation.
Oh. We've been listen to him for a second.
Oh, he did not say that.
Oh,
listen.
He's not wrong.
Oh, listen
snap.
To him.
Snap. Elise is shaking her fist at the radio right now. She just smashed it.
I think she's at school, thank God.
She just took a baseball bat.
To be there for decades and generations. But I have news for Joe Biden.
You're too old, Gramps. You can poop your pants.
We are free. We are free people with free minds. And I'm part of a large and growing segment of the black community who are independent thinkers. And we believe that Donald Trump is the president that America needs to lead us forward.
You think a lot of influential Democratic guys are like, this mother, like,
absolutely.
Son of a
yeah, they hate him. They hate him. They'll call him Uncle Tom.
Trump got like a little bit under 10% of the African-American
That's
vote. And it was twice as much as Romney got. And if he gets 14, 13, 14, 15, it's over. Same thing with the Hispanic vote.
This
There's a
is
lot
no
of Hispanic
time for sleeping in the basement.
Him.
Joe Biden has had 47 years to produce results. But he's been all talk and no action, just like so many of the Democrats who've been making promises to the black voters for decades.
How about my girl from B-more.
She gave an incredible speech, too.
To go on the red?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kalaka Clem.
She's awesome.
She's got some teeth,
She's an up-and-comer. Let me tell you something.
Right Kalaka Clem?
What's her common name? Sense.
I love her. I like how she was walking through B-more.
She said
nice
something last night that I thought
on.
Was incredible. Her jurisdiction, the most African-American candidates, Republican candidates in the world, in the nation.
I'm telling you right now, this girl's got the it factor. Absolutely.
I'm Plasek, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 7th District. And like Shirley Chisholm, I'm unbought and unbossed. Let me remind you,
But hot as hell.
Democrats have controlled this part of Baltimore City for over 50 years. And they have run this beautiful place right into the ground.
The Democrats are so shameful that if she ran for president, they'd say, well, she's not really black.
What is she?
I don't know. They say that. They say that about Condoleezza Rice.
Not only is she real black, but she's real hot.
They call her a shill and an Uncle Tom. That's what they
Whatever.
Do.
Whatever. Exactly. She's an African-American woman that's beautiful.
Woo! Abandoned buildings, liquor stores on every corner, drug addicts, guns on the street.
And hotness with like you.
That's now the norm in many neighborhoods.
It doesn't hurt. I mean, Obama was a handsome man.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't hurt. Guy.
Very much so.
Did John F. Kennedy, handsome man.
Very much so.
Taxpayers would be getting a whole...
Jimmy Carter, not so much.
Jimmy Cleavis?
Handsome man. Handsome Greek god is what you should have said, cuzzo.
Greek Adonis.
Lot, since our taxes are out of control, instead, we're paying for decades of...
Donald Trump needs to hitch his wagon to Kim here immediately.
Well, they are.
They are.
That's what they're doing.
He's supporting her.
Kick out Pam Bondi and put her in there immediately.
Incompetence
Pam
and
Bondi's
going
to be there, too.
Sadly, this
Pam does not like me.
Same cycle of decay exists in many of America's Democrat-run cities. And yet the Democrats still assume that black people will vote for them, no matter how much they let us down and take us for granted.
Her hair's so pretty.
We're sick of it.
I like that dress, too.
Have you heard a word she said?
Oh, no.
We're not going to take it.
I know that she's really my candidate from Baltimore. Great. I think that she's probably saying some real great stuff.
You want to get her on the show and tell her we're really big on Twitch in Baltimore?
Yeah.
The days of blindly supporting the Democrats are
coming
to an end.
Could you imagine if she ran for president and Oprah was her vice president?
No, if Oprah was a president and she was a vice, that'd be an unbeatable ticket, I'm telling you.
In Baltimore, we have the highest number of black Republicans in the entire...
You know what Kim needs to do? Kim needs to get a hold of Baltimore, gets a hold of Oprah. And Oprah would take Kim to a whole nother level. She'd be like, this is sister girl.
Here's $100,000. You're a Democrat now.
Yep.
Not Oprah.
Exactly right.
Oprah
super PAC for you.
Oprah starts her Coleman lighter with $100,000. Oprah could throw $1 million around like nothing, right? When you're worth that much money. If you're worth a couple billion dollars.
$2.5 billion,
what's a million? Is that really that big a deal?
No.
Not really.
There are black Republicans in the entire country running for office this election cycle. Joe Biden believes we can't think for ourselves, that the color of someone's skin dictates...
The only thing would be better is if she would have, after this, maybe did a little karaoke version of WAP.
God.
That'd be cool.
Oh, man.
Still political views. We're not Biden allies anymore.
You guys don't like the WAP video? I love it.
No, it's disgusting.
No.
You and your party have neglected...
Me and Seth like it.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't think you've seen the video.
The only good one out there is the one from Ben Shapiro.
We want safety in our neighborhoods. We want to make the most of the federal opportunity zone I'm standing in right now in West Baltimore. We want higher paying jobs and more business opportunities.
How old is this girl?
She's got to be in her 30s, I would
say. She's 30. I think they said that she was 35.
No way.
Now, are they 30, saying?
How much? 32? She's 37.
Why are you off mic, Lummy?
You got that right. Because I'm here next to him.
Yeah, Jay's on.
We can share it if you'd like.
No,
break.
Isn't there two mics there?
Yeah, and actually, I got to get going anyway. I got surgery today.
Oh, okay. See you there, champ.
Shame to see him leave. Hi, Dan.
You hate seeing him leave, don't you?
Yeah, it's sad.
But he wishes he could choke you.
Keep it up.
You
won't be on Danny in the 198 either.
That's fine.
You won't
be
on.
Be nice to her, and she just is like a cold, wet dish rag used.
All right. Bye. Have fun.
She's like a cold, wet dish rag.
That mildewy smell.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Mr. Diaco.
Oh, Mr. Diaco.
Oh, no.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast. Be sure to check out BubbaArmyRadio.com for schedule, swag, uncensored shows, and the Bubba Army Archive. This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.